Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter machine at Bogman Sports, joined by Casey Bubba at BDNTrick on the Twitter. What is going on, Bub? I'm ready for a golf update. You know, I'm
a golf update. Yeah,
I'm kind of excited about did we get the pairing that we were looking for this week of the two guys that hate each other?
Well, as everyone knows, we record on Thursday, so we have round one almost in the books. Got a late start because of fog, so not everybody finished, but almost everybody finished.
So I saw it pop up on ESPN, and I flipped away real quick because I wanted to wait to get the live update from Bubba.
And Bogman's not kidding, because like on Tuesday when news broke, he's like, nope, save it for the show. So we did not get the pairing.
Oh, come on.
Because Bryson DeChambeau is a baby back B.
Because there was rumors
that he requested not to be paired with Brooks Koepka because the U.S. Open wanted to pair the two. So he wanted out of it, which led to Brooks having more fun on social media about owning space in his head, which was fun. And then to top it off on Thursday, round one of the tournament, it's a very tough tournament. A lot of guys are going to shoot some bad scores. Brooks shot 2 under, which is 2 shots off the lead. He's like in the 6th place right now. And then Bryson shot 2 over. So they're 4 strokes apart. Bryson struggled a bit, but we did not get the pairing. The only way we'll get pairings now is if they finish in the right spots to play on Saturday or Sunday together, which if somehow Bryson makes a run and they are in like a final pairing on Sunday with all the cameras on them for the championship, that'll be better than the early pairing situation. But right now we do not have that because Bryson's a baby back B and Brooks is running the world.
Man. All right. So let me ask you this. No way Brooks would do something like if he is way up, like purposely miss a couple shots just so he might be paired with him. No, you got to make the money, right?
With Brooks, one of his nicknames is Big Game Hunter. He goes to win majors.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Because A, they make a lot of money, and B, majors is what defines you. And
right,
he's already won two U.S. Opens. He's got, I believe, three or four majors total. No, he's not going to tank this one.
Okay, good, good. All right. Well, look, that is a disappointing revelation. And it means that I won't be watching golf. There might, like, the percentage might have gone up to a 1% chance, but it will not. But we come back. There's all kinds of things we need to get Bubba's opinion on. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league
is cooking.
Welcome back, everybody. In this league on the Sports Grid, get on the grid. And Bubba, I mean, look, I got to talk about something that isn't the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, we do Line Star every night. I have given up giving a Diamondbacks update and my misery update at the beginning of the show, like we were doing, but 23 losses in a row. I was on with you when we recorded one, when it looked like the Diamondbacks were finally going to get off the schneid and win a game. And then here comes Mike Yastrzemski hitting a grand slam. And I immediately hung up on you, of course, but, let's talk about this Ryan Spader stuff. And, you know, Welsh and I talked about it a little bit earlier in the show. It's a huge thing that happened in baseball yesterday. Like Welsh said earlier, Barstool picked it up. I mean, our boy Spader went viral. And, you know, we know Spader. I know you've talked to him. He's been on your show, right?
Nope.
Oh, you've never talked to him?
Never okay. have. Never have.
Okay. He's been on our show a couple times. The first time he wanted to talk about the Carl's Jr. bit. And then we had him on another time just to talk to him. But he's an interesting dude. But this, as the kids say, ain't it, you know, his reporting, because he didn't really, he like reported rumors, you know, and that's not really reporting. That's saying rumors that you've heard. He didn't have sources. He didn't have really a shred of evidence. And our boy Eno called him out on that.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting day of Twitter. You know, as we're recording this, that was yesterday. He, of course, came to, you know, the humble pie here and ate a big old slice of it the next day and said, this flipped my world upside down. I'm going to stick to stats from now on and all that stuff. But I mean, it was just, Twitter's been weird the last 48 hours is what I'll say, but there's other stuff we're not going to get into here on Twitter going on that was weird. But I mean, what do you think about all the Spader stuff?
It was mind boggling. Like, he teases it the day before saying, I'm going to drop some like stuff or whatever. Like he teases his rumor thread coming up and he just goes off on this. He had the one tweet about, and my favorite baseball player Chase Utley is a cheater without anything saying he cheated about. That was
that was the one that we were stuck on.
I'm like,
how can what you do say? What did he do?
Yeah, if you're gonna say he's like a cheater, well, what, cork his bat, take steroids? Like, what do you do?
Yeah,
like, let's talk. So it was weird though, like saying, you know, this, like the Dodgers during the World Series, the same World Series that the Astros got busted for, you know, banging the drum and stuff. You have the Dodgers rescinding players or people that worked for them into the outfield to give signals, basically, like all kinds of goofy stuff. It was just bizarre, bizarre, bizarre stuff. One thing, or a couple of things. We know all teams cheat one way or another. Even if it's just the guy on second base stealing signs to tip off the batter. That's part of cheating. That's baseball. That's how it's been for decades. That's why they use different signs when guys are on base.
Right.
We know there's always been like certain places that'll have like a guy in center field, you know, all his phone's in his left hand or his right. There's always little itty bitty things. That's baseball for years. To come through and basically give like a 12 tweet thread of 12 different things with no evidence, no proof, just rumors over like the last 5 years. So some of them are so far gone that they almost, you know, they're like the Cosby thread. They don't even have justice anymore. They've been so long ago. It's really, really bizarre. I don't know what piqued the need to do this. Like who pissed in his Cheerios. We know.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Well, MLB pissed in his Cheerios for sure.
Yeah. With the sticky stuff, which is like, they're ruining baseball. That's established. Rob Manfred tried to ruin baseball for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. Like how many times have we started this show talking about what has he done to ruin things? Now we're going to probably do it for the next 2 years if they'll have us on here, because there's going to be a strike next year. It's going to happen. And whose fault is it? Rob frickin' Manfred. So it's like, he's the guy that calls the World Series trophy a hunk of metal. So that's all you need to know about this man. It's stupid, but Ryan was just like, and there's other stuff about Ryan I didn't know about that got unleashed when this took place. I'm like, oh, okay. So
I don't think I saw that stuff.
No, so. There's a whole other thread of things that apparently he's in that. That's why he was in that bracket thing. He's one of those guys.
Oh, so, I see.
Yeah, I didn't know about any of that. I don't pay attention. I don't look for the bad in everything, so I have no idea. But yeah, it was a bad deal, and I don't know what the heck he was thinking. Because I'm glad Eno did it, and Eno does it the nice way. It's like, if you're gonna come with the heat, you better have something to back it up.
Yeah.
That's like me saying, hey, Bogman, remember that time that I, you know, weighed 12, like, you know, 200 pounds instead of, you know, what I weigh now? Like, yeah, that was cool. I have no proof that I ever weighed 200 pounds like a year ago. Like, there's no proof. Right,
yeah.
What are we talking about here?
Remember when I was from Mars and I just took my rocket ship here? So
remember that time it was me, Pamela, and, you know, Carmen Electra in their Baywatch outfits? Good times.
Yeah. When I was only 13. So,
it was illegal, but cool at the same time. But, you know, limitations are gone. So we're good.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's funny that I brought this up to you and I just kind of, you know, soft pitch. Here you go. And you dinged it, of course. But a lot of the stuff you were saying is the same exact stuff I was saying earlier. So I don't, you know, not every time on the show are we going to rehash subjects that, you know, Welsh and I talked about. But I had to get your opinion on it. And basically, you know, seeing, you know, call him out and everything is, you know, it's journalistic integrity, because when you're reporting on something, you like it or not, you're a journalist. You know what I mean? You are telling people news that they didn't know before. So, and you're not, you know, you're not copying and pasting from another source. You know, you have your own sources and everything. But this is why, you know, at The Athletic and every newspaper and every site, major site where big news is broken, they have editors and they have fact checkers and they have all of these people that double check the information that you're putting out before your article goes up, so that they don't look like idiots if you make a bunch of stuff up. You know, when you're like, well, you know, I was using unicorn blood and it made me younger and blah, blah, blah. Excuse me, back up. Unicorn blood? Where were you getting that? Can we see a source on that? Because I'm not going to just take your word for it.
That's my source.
Yeah. If you do need some unicorn blood, I do think that Charlie Sheen would be the guy. Yeah, I think he would be the guy to go get it. But, I mean, anything involving blood, I don't want from Charlie Sheen, though. I tell you that
true,
much. But,
true. Without some penicillin, at least.
That's right. But yeah, man, it was a weird scenario. And that's just like, Twitter is I like Twitter, but I mean, that's why I'm on Instagram so much, right? Because
let's be honest.
Okay. Yeah. There's many reasons why I'm on, but you can see more stuff on Twitter than you can on Instagram. True. So, you know, I mean, if I really wanted to dig in for that stuff, but Instagram, it's hard to see the hate. You know, you have to go down and physically search for it in the comments if you want to find it most of the time, unless a post in itself is just hateful. But I don't know, man. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. And I think you're absolutely right. I blame Rob Manfred 100%. And, you know, we talked about this before. I think you like him even less than I do.
Yeah, but one of the worst human beings on the planet.
Right. I mean, I don't know if he's the worst human being on the planet. There's plenty of really bad people doing real bad things, but he is awful at his job. We know that. So, and it's just wrecking this game, you know, and that's what I was saying to the Welsh is, you know, this is why the NBA is kicking MLB's ass right now, because we're seeing amazing playoff games in the NBA right now. And we're talking about all on the court stuff. And all we're talking about in baseball is spider tack and Gerrit Cole almost having a nervous breakdown during his press conference the other day. And, you know, we're talking about RPMs and injuries and, you know, weird stuff going up on Twitter and cheating rumors and all this stuff. And we're not talking about Vlad Jr. leading the league in homers. We're not talking about Fernando Tatis. You know, we're not talking about how Jacob DeGrom is dominating right now.
Yeah, they're not selling their product. They're burying their product. Like, literally, I could spend the entire rest of this show talking about how horrible. No one wants to listen to that.
Right.
But, there's so much good going on in baseball that we're not even talking about it. It's horrible because, as in the end, we're baseball fans, and it's just like they're burying our game. It's really scaring me for next offseason.
Well, look, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some on the field stuff and a little fantasy strategy. I have a question for Bubba, and it's a hard question to answer. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In this league.
Break it down.
Welcome back, everybody. In this league, on the Sports Grid, get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bachman. Follow me on the Twitter, at Bachman Sports, joined by my friend, LKC Bubba, at Bediantric on the Twitter. And Bubba, tell all the people where they can find all your amazing works and things and stuffs.
Works and stuffs and things and all the fun, joyful, dumb stuff. Yes, you can find me on Twitter, at Bediantric, and I tweet way too much stuff sometimes. Really fun stuff, depending on your viewpoint on life. But the Benched with Bubba podcast, that's my pride and joy, coming out twice a week. Pretty much doing fantasy baseball, but every now and then I'll switch up some other content because it's Bench with Bubba and I can do what I want. So it's fun that way. But you can check that out. We do the Line Star Show. I do a PGA DFS podcast. I do written content at rotoballer.com. Eventually, it's scary, but I've already started thinking about it. You guys finished the football black book, which means I'll be getting an email in about a month or two for the baseball one, because that comes out like right before Christmas and it comes out earlier every year. So I'm expecting like mid to end of July an email coming out for that. So that'll be kicking up before you know it. So there's always something going on, and I'm pretty much recording with Bogman 5 days a week. So if you listen to Bogman, you probably listen to me.
It's not even pretty much. It's five days a week.
We are.
So, I mean, we're going to have to figure something out when I move, but You know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So I yes. Can't put the cart before the horse. Any cliche you want can go in there.
Thank
but,
you, Welsh.
Yeah, well, mine were correct. So I wasn't like, when you kill two cats with one stone in a bush, you know. I love it when he biffs those. So they are
I was about to say, it's like, there's a reason we get along so well. We're like brothers from another mother. We have the same sarcasm and all this stuff. So like, I don't listen to all the shows because I have a bunch of stuff going on. But when I do listen to some, one of the shows that I'll never forget, and that's why I made that comment, is when you guys actually bought him a cliche for dummies book.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It was so funny listening to him read them and go like, oh, that's how it goes? Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. Like, he believed that he was doing it right, which is like so funny. Like, it was amazing. Like, I love that kind of that humor. It was honest humor. I was like,
yep. Yeah. Dude, our next secret show is going to be a fun one because we're going to talk about the Jurassic Park Fast and Furious potential crossover. So that have you seen the rumors of that? Because they're both owned by Universal.
Jurassic I've heard Park a rumor like the idea of Vin Diesel attacking a like T-Rex combo, like like, if anything, if they could just reenact it where Vin Diesel's on the porta potty and the T-Rex comes and eats the porta potty and leaves him on the toilet, that'd be cool. Like, I'd be in for that.
I don't think they'll do that. If Vin Diesel made it through, look, I got to be honest, dude. The last Fast and Furious movie I watched was the first one Ludacris was in. Like, when the Pump It Up song was like on the soundtrack. That's the last one I saw. Up.
Yeah. No, it's been a long time since. Like, I used to, like, you know, when we were younger, it was like, yes, I got to watch him. The fact
I saw the first, I think that was the third one. So I think I saw the first
that there's
three.
Like eight or nine of them now. I think I saw Tokyo Drift for the first time like a year or two ago just because there was nothing on TV. And I'm like, oh, I'll watch it. And I kind of like snoozed in and out of it. I haven't watched many of them. Yes.
Yeah. I know The Rock was in, how many has he been in? Has he been in like three or four of them at this point?
Got to be close to that now because they basically made so many of them. So there you go. The Rock and Vin Diesel attacking dinosaurs. Dude, because like the way the last Jurassic Park ended, spoiler alert, they're on the loose in America. You might need to call The Rock. I think we're onto something here. Like this.
This is what I want to do guys. Because do you remember? So spoiler alert, and you know, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army, if you want to get in on the secret shows, because someone just tweeted Welsh something today about. Some promise he made. He was like, I give up on movies if they do this, and then they had done it. But it, you know, the secret show was from like 2 years ago and he didn't even remember saying it. My thing is I don't know if you remember when the Welsh he admittedly said that he went crazy and he did like that 67 tweet thread about a new Saw series starring Will Smith or somebody.
I think he got more follows on his Twitter from that than like doing anything.
He actually got more unfollows from that than anything. So because people, you know, people had him on, you know, the notification and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, so, people aren't fans of that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So it was something along those lines, but I'm trying to find it here and I can't. Oh, here it is. Started listening to the Add In This League Pod secret shows recently, and I died at when Bogman Sports and Is the Welsh for speculating on video game movies and brought up Sonic and that Welsh would quit movies if they made live action Sonic in episode 40. So, and we're on episode 90 right now, and we do
Jim Carrey of all people
two a month, right? So that was a while ago, you know.
Have you seen Sonic? I haven't seen it. I've heard it's actually horrible.
No. Okay, yeah. This is what I remember from Sonic, and I think that's why we brought it up in the secret show was because they made it, and then they decided it was so bad.
Yeah,
they had to do a bunch of reshoots and redo it, and that is when the second one came out. That's probably why it's not actually that bad, but. What I want is I want the Welsh to do a Twitter storm again, but this time it is the Fast and Furious Jurassic Park crossover, but I am going to include scenes that he has to have in there. So I'm going to say,
right. Jurassic Park meets Fast and Furious fan fiction.
Yes.
That could be amazing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's either going to be really stupid, which a lot of the stuff we do is really most stupid. Likely. So
yeah.
You know,
that's why we love it. Yeah,
swing and miss, but you don't. You can't connect if you don't swing.
Go down swinging.
That's right. So we're gonna try it, and I already have like five scenes that I know have to go in there. So
you guys should make Welsh also watch the Sonic movie now.
Ooh, that's a good one, because
like a live secret show watching the Sonic, but get his instant reactions.
He was talking about some movie I have to see. It's a Nick Cage movie where he is fighting. It's a horror movie where Nick Cage is fighting. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese and the animatronic guys came alive. And he has he was telling me about it the other day. So
I know Nick Cage was broke and really desperate, but
it's called Willy's Wonderland. He said it's on Hulu. So if you have Hulu, maybe.
Holy no, maybe, I got better things to do right now. I'd rather check it out. I'd rather rewatch Letterkenny than watch.
Oh, yeah, you did watch Letterkenny. Yeah.
Yeah, you got me on that one. That's great background fodder when you're writing articles and stuff.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. But here's what I wanted to ask you now. We burned a lot of this segment here, but Jacob DeGrom, and we talked about this on Line Star, and I was being Pollyanna about it. You know, you said, are you really going to pay up for DeGrom? I'm kind of worried about his injury stuff. And I said, no, I'm just going to say he's fine. They wouldn't pitch him again on Wednesday if he wasn't fine. Well, it was a different injury, so I guess maybe I was 50% right. But
yeah, you weren't wrong.
But he, you know, faced nine batters, struck out eight of them, and then left with a shoulder injury. How do you, in a season-long fantasy league, do you want to trade for or trade away Jacob DeGrom because of this injury stuff? But he is far and away the best player in baseball. If he put together 30 starts, he would easily be the MVP and Cy Young winner. It's ridiculous what he's doing right now.
Yeah, he has a 0.59 ERA, and I'll credit Phil Deseau. He's a very, very good fantasy baseball player, high-stakes fantasy baseball player, and he's very good with stats. So he put a formula together, and he basically said if DeGrom never pitches again this season, using his stats there to a replacement level pitcher, he picked Bruce Zimmerman, who's not good, but he used Bruce Zimmerman's rest of season steamer projections, incorporated it into what Jacob DeGrom has right now, and that value would finish the season as a second round pick for the last five seasons. He would still be that good. That's how good Jacob DeGrom has been. So to your question,
he could be half Jacob DeGrom and half Bruce Zimmerman and still be a second round pick.
It's insane. That's how good he's been. Like, that's why I had to bring it up. It's just, it's insane.
that's a great pull, man.
It's insane, but it's different injuries every time because it feels like he's compensating. Like it's the forearm, then it's the shoulder and blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
There's concern there. They need to put him on the IL, just let him completely heal. I wouldn't trade him. I'd trade for him if I can, try to get him at like 75 cents on the dollar or something. He's a guy I'd be willing to be wrong on in a trade type thing. Like, okay, give me a chance to get him on my roster. Even if he takes a month off, I can go get 2.5 to 3 months of Jacob DeGrom, hopefully pitching another 15 starts. Sign me up right now. Like, give me that. He's doing things no one else has done, especially in this era of baseball. I'd be trying to acquire Jacob DeGrom. I would not be getting rid of Jacob DeGrom.
Give me the best, just off the top of your head, one-for-one deal, like the best player you can imagine giving up to get Jacob DeGrom.
Best player.
Let's just go in like Roto 5x5, you know.
Roto 5x5. I'm horrible with trades, but Roto 5x5, best player to give up to get Jacob
like
DeGrom.
Here, let me give you some names.
This will be a lot easier, yes. Thank you.
Tim Anderson.
Oh, I'd give up Tim Anderson in a heartbeat, yes.
Okay, well, Tim Anderson right now ranks 22nd on the season. So really, really good. How about if we're moving up, Altuve?
That gets more interesting, but Altuve's not stealing bags anymore. So, okay, in power and run production, I'd be willing to do that as well because – yeah, DeGrom's a game changer, but it's a little closer with Altuve. I'll give you that.
Whit Merrifield.
I would do it for Whit because Whit's slowing down right now.
Man. Okay. How about Marcus Semien, who ranks 7 on the year?
Semien's massively outperformed his draft value, but he's on such a good team leading off. Whew, that's tough. I would say yes with Semien. If I'm willing to think about Altuve, I have to say yes with Semien.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, look, I don't. So you keep saying, yeah, Otani, just batter. No. Otani.
No, I'll keep batter Otani because at worst, if he has to stop pitching, he's going to still crush for like 6 days a week.
All right. So Bo Bichette, you would take.
I would keep Bo Bichette.
Okay. Trey Turner.
I would 100% keep Trey Turner.
Okay. I'm trying to find a good one. How about maybe some preseason rank guys? Well, we got to go to break anyway.
It's tough.
Would you do?
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two-way price to Peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical Peels with select items and digital Peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
You trade Freddie Freeman for Jacob DeGrom.
No, I would not.
Yeah, see, okay. Well, at least we found the line. It's really, really good players, you know.
Yeah.
So the line is really, really good players for a guy that's banged up. So it's just hard to deal with them. When we come back, we're going to talk a little football. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Welcome back, everybody. In this league, on the grid, get on the grid. I'm your host, Bogman. I'm with Bubba. We're going to talk a little football here. First of all, let's get your take on the Madden cover. Did you see it?
The one with Mahomes and Brady. Yes, I saw it. It's cute.
MVP edition, they said.
Yeah, where's Aaron Rodgers?
Right, right. Where is Aaron Rodgers?
The Packers are asking the same thing. But it's like, in reality, if we want MVP edition, like, let's just keep throwing shade at Aaron Rodgers right about now.
When was the last time you played Madden?
I used to play religiously, but man, it's same. 2021. It's got to be at least 10, 12 years now. I played it religiously in college, and for the first probably 3 or 4 years after college, I played, and then I haven't had anything past a PS2.
Yeah, the last game I played and completed was The Last of Us. I think that was like 2014 or 2015, and on a PS3. And I have a PS4. I don't have a PS5. But I have Red Dead.
Aren't you supposed to be playing MLB The Show or something?
I mean, I probably could play MLB The Show, but I mean, when is my time to play MLB The Show?
Fair
you
enough.
Know what I mean?
Fair enough.
So I probably could make time. I have so many stupid games on my phone that I play for no reason at all. You know what I mean? So I'm sure I could find some time to go in, but I kind of want to play Madden again, but here's what I don't like. And this is the old man in me. So just prepare young ones to hear an old man rant here. I don't like that you have to buy like cards and all these ultimate Madden teams and all that stuff. And what I really don't like is, and I haven't done it in a while, so maybe they have it differently, but you know, my move used to be import the draft class from NCAA football and put it into Madden. So at least for a little while you would have real players. And then what I would do when we got way past the real players is I would play seasons on NCAA as the Longhorns. And then I would take the draft class and put it into Madden and then draft players off of that. And so it'd be like names I was familiar with, all those dumb made up names, because I played my college season and I tried to recruit half of them and all that crap. So it was fun.
But that was also when I was working one job and, you know, yep. that paid the bills and the bills were way cheaper and I had roommates and stuff, you yep. know, so just exactly. don't have time for it anymore.
Things have changed. Priorities have changed, my friend. It's very tricky.
But the last time they had two people on the cover, it was Polamalu and Larry Fitzgerald. So that
after
was
the Super
last,
Bowl year.
Yeah, I think it might have been before the Super Bowl year. Mm-hmm. It was either right before or right after. But yeah, that was the last dual cover. But now Mahomes and Brady on the cover with no Aaron Rodgers. And then, of course, I saw all kinds of memes. I mean, the memes are better, you know, than the actual cover. If you see the unemployed edition in Le'Veon Bell was my favorite one. And let's talk about him for a second. Because, look, here's the thing is I still think there's gas in the tank for Lev. But he keeps shooting himself in the foot. I think mm-hmm. he should have stayed in Pittsburgh because that's where everything was working. But he got his attitude and picked up his ball and went home with it. And that's fine. You have more, you know, look, AB did that too. So, you know, so maybe there was something wrong with Pittsburgh too. I'm more than, you know, I'm a Steelers fan, but I'm more than willing to admit, you know, there are issues on both sides, but you're not endearing yourself when, you know, everyone made excuses for him in New York too, because Adam Gase was terrible. So you had an easy out there. But when you go play next to Patrick Mahomes and a good offensive line in Kansas City before all the injuries in the playoffs and stuff, and your competition is a rookie who hasn't set himself apart in Clyde Edwards-Helaire at that point, and Darrell Williams, who was a career third-string running back, and you don't win the job, people are now going to question you. And he said he would never play for Andy Reid again. So I mean, you know, like I said, I think there's still gas in the tank for Lev. I think he could still be a productive back in the league. But who the hell is going to go sign this guy when he's talking smack about a coach that just led his team to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row?
A coach that almost every player has ever played for him loves. Like, there's not many people that have a lot of bad things to say about Andy Reid except a disgruntled right. little kid, petulant child, that didn't get to play with his football. So that seems to be the problem. Like you said, who's going to want to sign him? I don't disagree. There's probably something left in the tank, but it's not a 20 to 25 carry a game left in the tank. Yeah. This is a backup running back that can, you know, maybe take 35 to 40% of the workload in a committee type format. Maybe come in on third down passing downs, be very effective out of the passing game. That's where Lev Bell's future lies. But with the comments alone, doesn't sound like that's where he wants his future to lie, and that could cause a massive problem for any team trying to sign him, especially most teams that are probably willing to take a chance on him, most likely as a young quarterback or a young team. Do you really want to bring this situation into your team? I guess you could send him to Oakland. That's always fun. But or Vegas. Sorry, it's Vegas. Like, that's always entertaining. But otherwise, what teams would want to take that chance? At least a team that's contending shouldn't take that chance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to, like, I'm just pulling up, you know, to see, like, who could he end up on? I mean, no one in let's just go through the teams. No one in the NFC East, right? You got Zeke, Saquon, Miles Sanders, and Antonio Gibson. No way. No.
If he accepts the backup role, that's the only thing. He's got to accept the backup role.
I mean, that actually makes sense, but like, yeah. There's no way Bruce wants him, right?
What about the Texans?
No way. Come on. The Texans have too many running backs. They have David Johnson and Philip Lindsay and Mark Ingram. And that's a troll. That's a troll ask. I get it. So, I mean, let's see. Rams, Cardinals, Niners, nobody there. Saints, maybe as a third back behind Kamara and Murray.
Yeah, but will
how about
he take
backing
that?
Up McCaffrey?
That's not a bad one. We saw how valuable it was to have Davis there last year. Lev Bell, maybe they could sell him on that. Go, hey, if something
and
happens,
he got himself a contract.
Yeah, Davis and that's what they could sell that to Bell. Go, hey, if something happens to McCaffrey, the job's yours. You saw what happened last year, blah, blah, blah. That could be interesting. They also have the new quarterback situation there that they might need a guy they can dump passes off to on third down. Not that McCaffrey can't, obviously. Like, he's a beast at that. But I think maybe they'll want to take it easier with McCaffrey after last season. So that could work.
I know where he's going. You know where he's going. We just haven't said it
yet. The CFL?
That would be great. How about New England?
Chicago. Oh, no.
Well, he's not going to win in New England, but New England is where old players go to try to revive their career. You know, that's why.
You know where he could go, which would be hilarious, is you got DeAndre Swift there, but how about Detroit?
No, they have Jamal Williams.
Yeah, I know.
They like him too. That they got enough of a 1-2 punch. Look, I could see him going there, and they did interview Todd Gurley.
So yeah, I think Chicago's legit. I think that could be an option.
Oh my God. I mean, Matt Nagy, I tell you what, the one place where he could go and potentially start to get carries is probably in Chicago, because Matt Nagy's crazy. Like, this is why, you know, Welsh and I talked about the Fantasy Pros article where they did some undervalued and overvalued players based on overall ECR, expert consensus ranking. And Montgomery, they had as one of the underrated guys. And I don't see him as underrated this year. And it's because of Maggie's craziness. Like, they signed Damian Williams, who took the whole year off last year. And Tariq Cohen's coming back off the knee injury. Yep. And they have Montgomery. So, look, I hate the idea of Bell ending up in Chicago, but it kind of makes sense, dude.
Okay. Two more choices. Chicago makes sense just because of the craziness there. Two other ones, like, he wouldn't be the starter, but you could see a role for him developing throughout the season. Seattle.
Okay, Seattle, yeah, because Penny's just always banged up.
Yeah, and you know, there's Carson can't stay healthy either. Washington,
I could see, because, you know, Gibson is young and somewhat inexperienced, but I think in Washington, they spent so much time getting rid of toxic players there and changing the culture in the locker room and stuff.
They just kept their toxic owner. That's the difference.
Right. You don't want to bring in somebody new. Here's one, and it would help for his revenge narrative and all that stuff. Cincinnati. They want to take Mixon. Yeah, they want to take Mixon off the field on third downs, they said. So it would help him, you know, you play the Steelers twice a year, and I know he likes that. And
he would love that. He's a very spiteful person. So yes,
right. And Mixon is often banged up, so that could work. So we'll see where Bell ends up, but it ain't going to be with Andy Reid, because he would rather retire.
What a dumb.
So, yeah, go work on your rap career. That turned out real great, didn't it, last time, Lev? You know, it's funny. It's I think it was in Ballers. They said every NFL player wants to be a rapper, and every rapper wants to be an athlete. Like, it's just the way it is, you know. But let's talk about this comment that Derek Carr made. And it's just unbelievable to me. He said that he would probably quit if he had to go anywhere else besides Vegas, which, you've been in Vegas for one season, by the way. You know, it's not like,
and it was closed down.
Right. And there were no fans in that stadium. Yeah. So, I mean, do you really like Mark Davis and that, you know, that organization so much? You love John Gruden, who looked like he came in and wrecked your career for the first year. He was much better last year, by the way. Carr had a great year, but I haven't heard this much hyperbole of something since David Carr puts his brother in the top five quarterbacks in the NFL every year. You know, it's just a little bit absurd. So, I mean, if you traded Derek Carr to Green Bay, you're telling me he's not going to want to go play in Green Bay? Give me a break.
Yeah, no, he's just being a dummy. He's trying, because I think all the talk about Vegas looking for a guy, like, oh, this guy can come here, we'll trade for him, we'll do this, we'll do that. And then, like you said, Green Bay, like, hey, maybe Brady's only got a couple years left, come down to Tampa. Like, are you? I'm not saying that's what he's going to do, but just in theory,
sure, you
say no to that. Yeah. Like, really? Really? Come on, dude. Like, and I get also, it if you don't want to go to Houston, but like,
yeah,
that was
right,
a torture
right.
for your brother already. And I get that, but
yeah. But honestly, anywhere and collect the NFL check. You know what I mean?
Pretty much. And he's already getting paid a ton right now. So wherever he goes, he's going to keep getting paid. So, like,
right.
Even like, ask, what's his name? The backup quarterback that for New Orleans forever, clipboard Jesus, basically, that could ask him what the basic
Glennon?
Check pays. Why am I blanking on this?
Chase Daniels.
Yeah, Chase Daniels. Just ask him what a basic check feels like and why you stuck around for so darn long. It's very simple.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know, he, the, like, only the old guys that are left. And you know what? Philip Rivers got out and played for the Colts for a year, you know? So, yeah. You know, I mean, it, like Roethlisberger, like he's one of those guys that could say, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to go anywhere else. If the Steelers don't want me anymore, I'll just quit. You know, like that makes sense.
He's basically
old and beat up.
Yeah, Carr's trying to pull an Aaron Rodgers while Aaron Rodgers is pulling an Aaron Rodgers. And I hate to break it to Derek Carr, you're not Aaron Rodgers. So let's just like slow it down here. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, and now he did make it harder to trade because I would say something along the lines of, if I'm Green Bay, like, yeah, sure, we'll trade you Rodgers and we get back Carr, but if he doesn't show up, we want an extra second round pick or something like that. You know what I mean? So now that he said those dumbass comments, it's going to be harder for him to get traded, which is probably ultimately his goal. But when we come back, we're going to end out the 3-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. You guys here, endless love. You know what that means. End of the 3-hour tour of In This League on the grid. Now, please check out patreon.com/ITL Army if you would. Welsh and I got all kinds of goodies over there for you. We got secret shows, we got group me rooms, we got rankings, we got live streams, all kinds of stuff over there. So please check it out if you would. Bubba, my neck of the woods here. Arizona State is being investigated pretty hardcore by the NCAA, and they made no effort to hide what they were doing. And it was, inviting recruits to the stadium and meeting with them during the dead period. And that, I mean, David Shaw has commented about it. The Notre Dame AD has talked about it and how insulting it is. And a lot of big names. And look, it's hard to believe that Herm Edwards would put his legacy on the line for 17-year-olds. Like they said really in that article on The Athletic. I mean, Herm Edwards seems like a pretty good dude. I think he trying to push this to Antonio Pierce, which, you know, make him the bad guy instead of Herm. But it's hard to believe that Herm wouldn't know this stuff was going on. And is that even a viable excuse anymore? I didn't know what was going on. You're the head coach. It's your program. You're supposed to know what's going on. So it looks pretty crazy right now, dude.
I think Joe Paterno kind of used the last one of those comments up. I think the head coaches need to know what's going on now. That's kind of that doesn't work so much anymore after that whole situation. Even if you don't know what's going on, we're going to think you did. So you're still fired anyways. That's how this is going to go. You're the king of the castle. This is your responsibility. If it actually looks worse, if you don't know what's going on in your program, maybe you shouldn't be running the program. So it's a pretty bad deal overall. It sucks for Arizona State because Herm actually they played pretty good ball last year, all things considered, yeah. with the COVID situations and everything. They're a young team, it seemed like, and I don't know. Seemed like they could make a little run for you. Supposed to be getting a good recruiting class. Maybe we know why now.
It wasn't good. It was their worst one since 2011, They violated all kinds of rules for it. It's ridiculous.
Herm.
Yeah, so. I don't know, but you and I mean, I said that same Paterno thing on CFP Winning Edge 3 days ago. So go back and listen to that podcast. I said the exact same stuff. He was the last one that could use that excuse. We're not taking it anymore, but that's it for us. We'll see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.